Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. More than 16,000 people in the biotech industry have descended on Boston for the 2018 BioInternational Convention. It's getting underway today. And many of those scientists, entrepreneurs, and investors probably didn't have to travel very far because Boston and Cambridge are widely considered home to the world's premier cluster in the biotech industry. I mean, just get this. 18 of the top 20 pharma companies have a major presence here, along with hundreds of small, medium, and big biotech companies. So all this week, WBUR is taking a closer look at the bio boom here. It's a special series. We're looking at the impact it's having on the region. And here with me to introduce the series is WBUR Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so BioBoom. Tell us a little bit about the series this
week. Yes. So the series is centered in Kendall Square, Cambridge, which, as you know, is the epicenter of biotech here. And some of us would argue in the world, but we might be being a little bit partisan and parochial there.
One of the epicenters.
I don't know if you can have more than one, but anyway. And it's we look at it, you know, its transformation over the last couple, three decades, but lately more than ever. If you've been there recently, like, it's just this forest of gleaming buildings, and everybody has a PhD, and sandwiches are $12 even if you take them out. You know, it's just, it's a whole ecosystem. And most importantly, I think it's becoming a characteristically Boston thing to be in biotech. I mean, of course, biotech exists elsewhere. There's, you know, there's quite a bit of competition from the West Coast, but it's now a Boston flavor. Like, you could say, you know, there were elites elsewhere, but a Boston Brahmin was a particular thing. Well, biotech has become very Boston-y. It's a quickly growing population that's very new Boston. It's very knowledge economy. It's at the intersection of science and medicine and business. So we're taking a big look at it.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more then about the series. Which parts or angles of that boom do you highlight?
Well, so this morning we had a big overview by reporter Karen Weintraub that was kind of quantifying the growth in this sector. I mean, you can eyeball it if you go back to Kendall Square, and every time
just
you go
walk
there,
around,
right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, where did all these buildings go? There's like 10 new buildings, and that happens like every year if you go back. And then tomorrow, Bruce Gellerman spins the yarn of the wild roller coaster ride that the big, really iconic biotech company Vertex has been on, mainly with drugs for cystic fibrosis, but others as well. And we'll also tomorrow look at biotech startups and the purported road to riches that's actually full of sinkholes.
Right, because, I mean, many of these biotech companies, or startups in particular, do fail.
Yeah, most.
Okay, but Carrie, you are looking into some of the more fun parts of the industry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I reserve for myself the most fun stories. So I dig into the subculture of biotech, and I look at what you could call the tribes of Kendall Square and the lingo that you might hear there. Also, more Morning Edition looks into Moderna, which is a company that's really worth knowing about because it's a big biotech unicorn. It's a private company valued at billions that's working on a technology called messenger RNA. And so all in all, we, and this includes Radio Boston, will also look at biotech's effects on the communities around it, beyond Cambridge even, positive and negative effects, and efforts at greater diversity in the industry. And on Thursday, Richard Knox will report on new efforts to figure out creative ways to pay for the cutting-edge treatments that come out of biotech, because they can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. So a really big look here across the week in this series. And you're also including a look ahead to the future of the industry as well?
Yep. So that'll be at the end of the week. A couple stories on that. One on the widespread prediction that the next chapter for biotech will be, everyone's talking about convergence, the convergence of biology with technology, with big data, with AI, with information technology, even more so than now. And then there's also the question of whether biotech is in a bubble. This is kind of a perennial question in the industry. So we look at that as well. So, you know, all in all, Meghna, it's kind of it's a way of maybe trying to cement in our Bostonian public mind that, you know, just as Harvard is a big deal, everyone's heard of it, and Mass General is man's greatest hospital, it's famous. The biotech of Kendall Square and beyond has become another iconic piece of greater Boston and a major economic engine to boot.
Okay, so let's go back to what you said just a minute earlier about the lingo.
Yeah.
You have a piece out today that's a primer on how to speak basic biotech.
Yes.
I'm always willing to learn a new language here, so
okay.
Can you teach me some buzzwords?
Sure. So I was recently tutored myself in biotech ease by Jeff Krasner, who covered biotech for the Globe, and now he has a biotech communications company. He says there are certain words you hear so often in biotech that they become almost completely meaningless. Words like transformative or disruptive or innovative, right? It basically all just means new.
I would say in every sector, those are becoming meaningless.
Yes, but biotech particularly. And he says also among the venture capitalists who invest in biotech, there's a particular vocabulary for. So for example, let's say you want to start a biotech company. What do you need?
Money.
You need an idea.
Oh, yeah, an idea too.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. So you need an initial injection of capital. Here's Jeff Krasner on that.
Well, usually it's seed financing or angel financing, which is sometimes described as friends and family. And then you get to a certain point where actually this introduces another interesting term, which is POC, P-O-C, as a verb. We're going to POC that compound.
So POC, proof of concept, which means, you know, a scientist has to advance their idea or technology enough they can prove to investors that it's worth investing in. But meanwhile, Meghna, your company could languish in the biotech space known as the Valley of Death.
The Valley of Death is in between the time when you've got an interesting compound, it's a great idea, but before it's good enough for people to actually invest in it. And there's a lot of people trapped in the Valley of Death right now.
Right now. Well, Carrie, we could talk biotech all day, couldn't we?
We could. That would be very transformative and innovative, yes.
Not to mention disruptive. Yes, teach me more. Or we'd end up in the Valley of Death of radio.
but we have a whole post with lots and lots of buzzy biotech words to learn.
Well, as WBUR's Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg, we've got a link, again, as she said, at radioboston.org, plus BioBoom all week this week. So Carrie Goldberg, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
We'll be back in just a moment with more on Massachusetts Biotech. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.